doing that weird Fortnite dance?
Me?
Yes.
I don't know what I'm doing with my life.
Trying to assault the woman next to him.
Hello everyone, and this is my voice now. you think me doing 4 hours of Cinder Snatch that one time hurt my voice? That probably hurt my voice more. Hello everyone, and welcome to hour two of the Very Generic Live Thanksgiving. Hello, I got the name right.
Yay!
Look at that, I am
still... Stole your own show.
Still my own show. I'm still joined by CJ and Rachel.
Yo!
See, the first one was... You could say the first one was the dinner hour.
Yes.
This, well, it's the dessert.
Dessert hour, yes!
Yeah. Yes,
yes, queen!
Well, we do have dessert.
No, it's fine.
Do we have dessert?
Stuffed.
Oh, yes!
Do we have dessert?
Yes!
Cookies.
Oh, yeah, we have peanut butter monkeys.
Oh, no, that I was more thinking about my Oreos.
Oh, yeah, we do have Oreos.
Yeah, so that's another time.
We'll do Oreos before...
Pocho Oreos.
Rachel lasts
that long.
True.
Yeah, Dale and I will have Pocho Oreos.
Pocho Oreos. The after dinner mint.
Yes.
Because Rachel is tired.
Yes.
Yes. Alright, well, welcome.
Still not my show. I'm trying to do the lead into stuff. I'm like, nope, stop it.
Nope, it's fine. It's fine.
But
it's
look at that. You're self-correcting. I'm so proud
of
you.
Oh my god, I'm so proud. Hour two!
Look at you with your self-regulation skills.
You're so proud of you.
So it is really weird not being the host and being the producer. No.
Welcome to my world.
Hello.
I see. Alright, so...
Yeah, there's a reason why you do it, not me.
Yeah.
And people say that I'm angry Dale when I turn into...
garbage at my job here.
Oh, stop. Well, thank you everyone for joining us for a very generic live Thanksgiving. It's hour two, and you know, it wouldn't be a generic live show without a few news stories. Some better than others, you know? Some better than others.
I don't have a news bumper.
So,
wait, yes I do.
Do you have a news bumper?
I do have a news.
Do you have a new nudes news bumper by the seashore?
New nudes.
New nudes, right. Ooh, after, what was that about? After dinner mint?
Yes.
But, ladies and gentlemen, it's now going to be, hey, I can do this. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for...
It's the only one I have.
Now because sidebar, before we do start, sidebar, now that Jazz complimented my huge Woody, I cannot unhear that every time he says that. I saw Dale's huge Woody. Alright. So again, I promised what the hell Australia.
Yes.
What the hell Dale. And what the hell universe.
And then I tell him I don't have to, like, you have to do anything. Sorry.
That got nothing?
It was posted in Discord. I bolted Delbert about it.
That didn't even get a giggle. I don't want to cry over that.
Sad face. Oh, you know what could help you though?
The Fab Five?
He is. That is me, though. That last one, that's me. Alright. But I know what can cheer you up, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know groceries, right? The things that people eat. You go to the store.
What my son
forgot to grab yam. Uh-huh. You went to the grocery store, right? And you got human-sized food, right?
Yeah.
You're coming human-sized packages.
I did not buy human-sized anything.
You didn't buy human-sized anything? Oh, good. Because now you can go... To Coles, that's spelled correctly, right?
Spelled incorrectly.
The Australian supermarket chain and get... I don't know if this promotion's still going on, but it was at the time, and I screamed and put it in there because I knew I was going to scream again. You can get miniature grocery items.
Fuck what?
Mini grocery items. Hundreds of parcels are still crisscrossing the country and strangers are meeting on street corners. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh, they're playing thumbs up. Cafes, parks, as collectors pull out... Oh.
Whoa!
I mean, if they pull out, that might be a safer method. You know,
pull out... Blink! Pull out all stops to complete their sets of miniature grocery items. You've got the miniature Vicks Vapor Rub. By the way, these are actual things that you can use. But they're small, like... They're about a foot big.
I...
They're Vicks Rub that you can eat. Miniature Tim Tams that you can eat. Miniature Vegemite. That... It's disgusting.
Why would anybody make miniature Vegemite? That's
for real.
I mean, yes. But also, why would you... Why would you make, like... I don't understand this concept. Miniature Nutella? Like, wouldn't you just be better off with, like, again, human-sized... Do you want to make human-sized tubs?
If your miniature Nutella is the 64-ounce one, I'd be okay with that. I could jump in and swim in that.
I would love a human-sized Nutella, I'm just saying.
Human-sized... Oh, sorry. I just realized how this was saying. Human-sized Nutella, about 6'2", you know, Nutella. But the promotion was simple, right? You spent $30, and you got a sealed bag containing one of 30... miniature grocery items. Everything from shoe polish to bananas.
So $30 of my money for something that I couldn't masturbate with.
This is shoe polish. I have up on the stream.
Oh my god. Stock photo. Are we doing stock photo corner hour?
That's the one that they posted on the one that you linked.
Yeah. A bit that used to be on the show was we used to make fun of all the stock photos on the article.
Yes.
Are we doing stock photo corner hour?
Yes. You want some stock photos? Look at this girl.
Look at this girl, though. Like, seriously, she is very, like, what is that she's even holding?
Is that
a chicken's foot.
It's a banana? Plastic banana set?
Is that bananas?
I think it's plastic bananas.
But yeah, in that, yeah, you've got miniature soap.
That one? Yep.
We have tuna. You got toilet bleach.
Yeah, the one that they have is, the stock photo that they have is a thing of Lipton tea, a diaper wipe.
A diaper wipe.
Weet-Bix, the family pack of Weet-Bix.
Which is, again, about a foot. Oh, wait, you guys don't know what Weet-Bix are.
It's shredded wheat, right?
Pretty much. They're like...
They're bars, though.
Yeah, the that's why I said shredded wheat, not the mini shredded wheat.
Right. Yeah,
so
yeah,
back
yeah.
in the day...
They're the bars that are thin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's what shredded wheat used to be.
That is what a lot of, actually, weight loss surgery patients are urged to eat. I love the Weet-Bix.
Itty-bitty orange juice that's down there.
It has high fiber, but not a lot of carbs.
Yeah, this is ridiculous. This is dumb.
Yeah, Cole's bananas. You got finished dishwashing tablets. You've got... See, a lot of half of these are like cleaning stuff. Like, what is the point of that?
Yeah, that is a single finish thing.
A single finish thing.
Still trying to figure out what the mini plastic bananas is used for.
I could tell you,
but we'd have to play bums up first.
Once again, let's go back to my initial statement of a thing of shoe polish that you couldn't masturbate with.
I mean,
why would you masturbate with shoe polish?
But why would you?
I mean, wouldn't you?
Why would you want? Chocolate milk that's that size, though. You gotta think, this is not all to scale, too. Again, you gotta think, the big thing is that these are about a foot.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that, what is that other one that's upside down? Is that like a carton of eggs?
Is that in the picture, the full picture, or the one with the hands?
The one with the hands.
Okay.
Which, by the way, what is she doing with those hands? Why is she... She's like, check out my miniature-sized groceries.
So... Is that eggs? That's eggs.
That's eggs.
Yep.
Above the pasta sauce and below the whatever.
That's insane.
The hand soap?
That is... Maybe hand soap? See if I can zoom in faster. Zoom in more. Hey, internet, zoom in and enhance.
Enhance.
Zoom in and enhance cliche.
Australia, why you do this? I don't know.
It just gets pixelated. Damn it. Oh. Also, sorry, Twitch.
Sorry, Twitch. Yeah, you've got coffee, you've got water, miniature water.
Potato gems.
Potato gems. Oh my god,
potato gems.
Potato
gems. We didn't see any of those. We didn't get any of those.
We didn't
there.
Get any of those, but they're like...
sounds like a very Irish thing.
Pretty much. It's where they stem from, but they're like little potato, like, jewel things.
Hmm. Interesting.
There we go. Oh yeah, and it comes with a book as well.
Yes.
Do you want to put your miniature groceries in a book?
Yes.
I got it in a book.
Are these functional things, or are these all fake things? Like those bananas?
I heard some of them were functional.
Because, I mean, yeah, I could
this
see...
seems
like,
really...
I could see, like, useless. So the food stuff, like, the Colgate is, a travel-size toothpaste. I could see that
right.
being useful. The Tim Tam being, like, a bar.
Not even, but yeah.
Well,
I see what you mean.
I've seen...
Like, you can lick the Tim Tam instead.
Like a tea bag in the Lipton thing, like
right. I mean, they wouldn't put
a little bit
bananas
of Nutella. Yeah,
they wouldn't put yogurt.
Yeah, no yogurt. Yeah, your yogurt is weird.
Yogurt.
Your yogurt is weird in Florida in Australia.
In Florida. No chocolate. Obviously, they wouldn't do chocolate milk.
Yeah,
they'd probably do orange juice.
This is weird.
Orange juice is good out in the sun, right?
Yes. Just about as good as Vegemite is at any point.
At any given time.
All right, moving on.
But, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, that is never.
But also, this paragraph, the featured brands paid to be a part of the Little Shop, that's what it's called.
Jesus.
So, because we couldn't call it the other thing. The boss of Pantel, the parent company of the featured White King Power Clean Toilet Gel, those are a bunch of nouns, said the price of...
those words go together.
What were they again? White King Power Clean Toilet Gel. Sounds like a wish title. I miss Australia so much. Said the price of the participation was similar to a normal promotional drive, yet it drove up a 50% spike in sales of White King. So people... like, but that's the thing, though. Like, you wouldn't buy... let's use the White King Power Clean Toilet Gel. I have to do it like that every time now. It wouldn't be guaranteed that you got that miniature figurine, though.
Yeah.
It would be...
You're like buying...
it's kind of a blind bag.
Yeah, you're buying blind bags or booster packs of these things.
Booster packs of mini groceries.
Yes, it's like when you go to the grocery store. I mean, I do it too. You go and you buy your Magic the Gathering cards and then you buy your mini groceries. That's what you do, right?
But that's the thing, yeah. But yes, you buy $30 worth of Magic the Gathering booster packs because that's a thing.
It is.
It is.
You'd spend $30 on there and you'd get that. And that's a thing. You could do that because the only limitation was no tobacco or alcohol. It wasn't eligible because of course it wasn't.
Don't...
but that's the thing.
Rachel! Rachel!
I'm sorry, I'm cleaning up the mess that we made.
It's nice.
I can leave you to clean it.
I'll clean it up.
Yeah. But that's the thing. Like, and I also put this in here because this whole mess isn't a thing here.
No.
It's really not. And I'm like, oh, you know.
Everything bigger in America.
Well, no, not only that, but the whole collectible things. Because remember back, I don't know if you were on that episode or not, when I had this rant about the POG things that we were collecting at one point in time?
I think no.
Oh my god, I remember POGs.
Those POG thing knockoffs that we were collecting.
Yeah.
And the only one I didn't have was my husband, and I was very upset about it.
Yeah, because I was. Yeah, because I remember being astounded that pogs were still a thing in Australia.
Right.
Like, because pogs lasted for approximately 6 months here in America.
No, they lasted for about a year, year and a half.
And ironically, we were selling them from a supermarket that also no longer exists here.
Yeah, they closed in 1992.
Right, before I was born.
Yes.
Spoiler alert. But yeah, the minis were selling on eBay from $3 to $10 each, while the typical asking price of an empty collector's case is about $70.
Jesus Christ.
Keyword in there, empty.
That's nuts.
Why would you... And then some ambitious collectors were trying to hawk the full cult set and the case for up to $2,000.
No. I'm too Jewish for that, I'm sorry.
Why?
I don't understand. And people think that Americans are dumb. I present to you mini shopping. Like, I understand, but also here's the other thing. Like, I would understand if this was just, oh, spend $30, get a toy. It's like a Happy Meal situation.
Yeah. So, like, I mean, I can understand this because, I mean, we do have, I mean, there's collectors everywhere, obviously. I play a lot of card games. That brings in a lot of collectors. Josh collects, you know, Mecha and things like that. So there is a collector, like, personality here, but it's never, like, wide-blown like this. It's niche things.
Right.
Like,
it's not as promoted or as heavily encouraged that everyone, not even willingly, but just like, oh, I'm getting things thrown at me.
You can go to the pool.
Oh, let's go to the pool.
In this freaking weather that we're having.
I can share happiness.
Yes.
I don't know why I'm putting on a wristband, but sure.
It's like I said, legitimately is what would get you into the pool here.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
But no, you can wear it. It's yours.
Oh, thank you.
Yours got hers. She's happy.
Yeah. There we go. So it's yours.
Let's go to the pool.
Alright. Right, you know what else we're gonna do?
Let's play your favorite bumper in the whole world.
I made a new one. Because it has the word time in it. Is the word time?
You really don't play my bumper, are you?
No, I am not.
You really not.
No, I am not.
You really not. Hey, Rachel.
1976, 1333, 1793, where the Chinese made frogs gay.
Is this my new bumper? Is this
my
show? I don't even know anymore. It's been 7 months. Is it the same as you remember? Or is it the same as it ever was? Boom, 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 boom. Thank you very much. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is...
I'm a producer!
Perfect. Seamless. Oh, made the frogs gay, says Melon's wife.
Oh my god, you need to listen to Alex Jones. He's insane. Don't ever take him seriously, though.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is everyone's favorite segment, apparently, but...
I love the segment. I hate the bumper. And I'm producing this shit right now. You have been in a damn bumper.
All right.
If you edit in, I don't care.
Oh, I'm duly noting the fact that I get choice over bumpers. All right. So this is the part of the show where we take a look back in history and the news and the events that happened at a particular point in time. This month, year, show. I was going to say week, but that's not happening.
No.
All right. This time we're going to be looking at June 1975 and the events that happened in history. June 1st, cars in Netherlands must have seatbelts.
Before then, F you and your Dutch.
Right.
160 miles per hour down the, how's it called?
Before, you're going to yell at her when she gets it.
Yeah. Think of it now.
She's going to say Autobahn, and I'm going to call her racist because that's in German.
Actually, the Dutch people use the Autobahn just as much as the German people, thank you.
I don't care. It's in Germany. Thusly racist.
Hey, it's Thanksgiving. We got our racist coming out.
Yay.
Yeah. June 2nd, actually, linking back to the pre-show, first recorded snowfall in London.
That's
in June.
Weird.
That is so weird.
That is really weird.
1975?
Yeah.
Huh.
That's bizarre. Like, because London's so far north.
Right.
You would think that it would get snowfall more often.
But it's not this guy, like...
No, actually, because of the jet stream, it does not. Right.
Yeah, that's what it has to be. Also, being an island is going to do weird things with your atmospheric pressure and stuff like that. But, like, it's weird that the first recorded snowfall.
Huh.
That's bizarre.
What else can we go through here?
We also have
the 48th U.S. spelling bee, Hugh Toadsman. Oh my god.
Hugh Toadsman. Toadsman.
Hugh
Waterbuffalo. Toads. Huge Toadsman.
Hugh Waterbuffalo.
Is he Toads'
goats? Hugh Toadsman. So it's not as just Dick Buttons.
Dick Buttons.
Dick Buttons. Cross that off your bingo card.
Hugh Toadsman.
Wins by spelling.
His middle name, G. Huge Toadsman. Hugh G. Toadsman.
Hugh G. Toadsman. Oh my
god. What the hell is a spelling incisor?
That would be your eye tooth for spelling.
That would be.
Then why would he win one? Just one.
Just one.
Just one.
Just one.
You just need one.
One. And I close my Google Chrome.
On June 5th, United Kingdom electorate votes 67% to 33% in a referendum to remain part of the European Common Market.
Sorry, pause.
Hashtag Brexit.
That's cute. 2016 would argue otherwise.
Right. June 5th, the California Agricultural Labor Relations Act, or CALRA!
CALRA!
Which establishes collective bargaining for farm workers, becomes law. We just said... British voters vote to remain in the common market.
Again, 2016 would find that cute.
Right. The Provisional Revolutionary Government of South Vietnam is established.
Again, that's cute.
June 7th, Dennis Lilly takes first one-day 5W5-34V Pakistan World Cup.
I love...
That's a Google Translated line if I ever heard one.
You know what? Go on, what is this going? It's a sport.
Dennis Lilly takes first one day five W I 5-34V Pakistan World Cup.
Yeah, I know exactly what that is.
Explain.
It sounds like some kind of rugby bullshit.
You're close.
Pakistani football, where nothing makes sense. The points are made up and nobody...
It's called behind. It's a long story.
Yes.
No,
it has 12 people and make up a bench. A physical bench.
You sit on them. Yes. Again, that was a 4-hour bit where we're literally talking to each other off air.
Where Dale and I, like, you would think that we were absolutely shit-faced during that. You would think that we were totally totesant the entire time that we were doing that. And... Now I'm going to use it as a reference for being drunk. This guy's last name.
What was it? Totes?
Totesen. We were totally totesened.
And we were playing butts up.
Yes. But like, it was like, what, 9 o'clock in the morning and we were just ranting?
Right.
I mean, that's normal for you, CJ. It's not quite normal for Dale.
I don't know. But no, it's another sports reference.
Uh-huh.
Play on.
Yeah. June 8th.
No, it's... Okay. 5 wickets.
Uh-huh. Sticky Wickets or regular Wickets?
Sticky Wickets. That was the name. That's the name of my new album.
Okay.
Sticky Wickets.
You've never heard the term Sticky Wicket?
No.
It's actually a thing.
Is that?
It's actually a thing.
What is it?
Hold on. I'll pull it. I haven't shared my screen right now. Right. Sticky Wicket.
Incognito mode.
Nope, this doesn't need to be incognito mode.
No.
A sticky wicket, or sticky dog, or glue pot, is a metaphor used to describe a difficult circumstance. Originated as a term for a difficult circumstance in the sport of cricket. Right? Is it cricket? Yay! I cheated my way to the top.
Story of my life.
Caused by a damp and soft pitch. Also, that was my stripper name in college.
What? Sticky wicket?
Or no, damp and soft pitch. Damp and soft pitch.
Yeah, he scored 5 wickets, and it was 5 wickets for 34 runs versus Pakistan in the World Cup.
Sure.
I used to play cricket.
Is that super comfy? Dale got
a full fucking mattress.
Ooh. Hello?
I guess they won 5 games in 5 treak.
It's a little bit on the harder side, but
that's all right.
It's better than cardboard.
It's better than cardboard. Oh, I can bounce on my bed.
So,
but anyway,
on June 8th, the USSR launched Venera Prime for Venus landing.
Wait, no one's landed Prime.
I could so totally make that something completely raunchy.
We've got Tony Orlando and Dawn receives gold record for quote "He Don't Love You" unquote.
Rockefeller panel reports 300,000 illegal CIA files on Americans.
Ooh.
In 1974.
Greece adopts
Constitution?
Yep.
In 1975 was the first time Greece got a constitution?
Yeah, that'd be about right.
I remember they were
a
slave colony for a very long time.
Not slave colony, but they belonged to Italy, I think, for the longest time?
I think so. Italy or...
What nation did Greece belong to? Is
it me you're looking for? Is it me you want to convert into pounds?
What country did did Greece belong to?
Is me you want to give that into Japan?
That doesn't help me!
Anyway.
So, I had a monarchy before then. So.
Here's what I found on the web for what country did Greece belong to?
Thank you, remote Siri.
Thank you, remote Siri.
You dumb bitch!
Italy's communist... On June 16th, Italy's Communist Party, PCI, wins an election.
Sure. June 16th, Supreme Court, uniform minimum legal fees are a violation.
That is, you know, people saying you have to pay us this amount for a legal fee.
Gotcha.
And it was one of those things that everybody's basically... So if... oh my god, I have a perfect video to play on the pro show.
Okay.
It's not a bad one either. It's just funnier than it has any right to be. But...
That statement unto itself should frighten
the
shit. Right.
But it's... So you would have like a bunch of lawyers saying we're going to make... Our minimum legal fee is $500 an hour.
Right.
And they can't do that. They have to have scaling kind of things of... If you're going in for a traffic accident, your legal fee is this, versus if you're suing your multi-million dollar ex-wife, it's this kind of thing.
Gotcha.
That's interesting.
The Marinara Islands approved a Commonwealth status with the U.S. on June 17th of 1975. That's actually very interesting to me for no actual reason. On June 21st, the Soyuz 19 returned to Earth.
Return to Earth?
Yes.
Let's not read that one.
Hey, Dale.
Hey.
On June 24th, you want to know what happened?
What happened?
A moon tremor perceived. It got hit by Tarun meteors.
Tarun meteors. By Hugh.
Hugh Totesman
and Dick Buttons.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. June 26th, Supreme Court's rule anonymously in O'Connor vs. Donaldson. Those are last names.
Was that unanimously or anonymous?
Unanimously.
Okay. You said anonymously.
Anonymously, unanimously. It's just the new name of the show. In O'Connor vs. Donaldson, that non-dangerous people cannot be confined to
psychiatric.
Psychiatric. I nearly read that as physiatric.
I'm not the only one who can't read.
Facilities without adequate treatment if able to live viably in outside society.
It kept people from being
falsely hospitalized
for being quote unquote crazy. Because before this, and even stemming back into the 1800s, women could be confined to hospitals for having bad PMS and periods.
Oof.
Yeah.
Although we know some that probably still should be.
But no, it was actually a very common thing that if the husband was basically just getting pissed off that his wife was on her period and acting irrational, like women are meant or want to do sometimes, and that's not being a sexist thing, it's actually a factual thing. Hormone changes are a bitch.
He's being so cute. He's a producer.
he's like
having an
me
opinion.
Like,
she's
gonna kill me.
So cute.
On June 29th, 8.10 inches or 20.57 centimeters of rainfall landed in Litchfield, North Dakota, which is a state 24-hour record. That's a lot of rain in 24 hours.
No Dakota for you.
No soggy Dakota for you,
Coatsman.
University of California, on June 30th, University of California reports galaxy 3C123 at 8 billion light years distance. New galaxies.
Ooh. Did not know that Cher divorced Sonny Bono. I didn't know
Sonny.
That Cher and Sonny Bono were...
Did you not know that Cher and Sonny Bono were a thing?
No.
Did you not know the whole Sonny and Cher? No? You know pop culture references.
I do.
Yes, it's old. It's before my time even, but still.
I even know Sonny and Cher.
Freaking, what is it?
I know, if you can turn back time.
Yeah, I got you, babe, that's it.
Wait, did they?
They were the ones
that said, I got you, babe.
They originally did that song?
Yes.
What? This is not a bit, I legit did not know that. I thought it was, what's her face and Hoots It Snatch that did it first.
I mean, she is a what's-her-face, and he definitely was a who's-a-snatch-it.
I'm fairly sure that it was the, like, Pretenders girl and...
Oh. Even Coop, who's 13 years old, knows about Sonny and Cher.
Is Coop really... No, Coop is 19. Don't even.
He's 16. It means Coop's 13.
Exactly. I thought it was...
Even though Coop doesn't get the bit, so he's like, I'm not 13.
Exactly.
I love you, Coop. Just take it, Coop. It's a whole lot easier. I am so doing the mommy thing right now. This is fucking funny.
Right? Hang on. I need to look this up because this is bothering me.
Nobody really got dead in that's worth
no
that
one
I know.
Got dead.
No one got dead.
No one got dead. Hang on, I'm still looking this up.
Cher married Greg Allen Allman 4 days after divorcing Sonny Bono.
Oh no.
Bono.
Yeah, you did the main thing.
Sonny
Boner,
yes.
I'm doing it.
Sonny Boner.
That was also my stripper name
in college.
He was
famous for playing Butts Up.
Nuts Up, what?
Nuts Up, yeah, heads down.
So let's do a Wikipedia history lesson here.
Sure.
The Constitution of Greece.
See, I can reach out to a couple of my one of my Facebook girlfriends who used to be in college.
Greek War. Oh, okay, so it was Greek War of Independence, the Ottoman Empire. That was that.
Aren't I just the best, Dale?
Oh, you are.
I don't understand why this wasn't a thing before then, though.
Are you looking up the Greek Constitution?
Yes.
You really are, aren't you?
Yes. I don't know.
Anyway, all right. Was 1975 the same? You should remember the same as it ever was. Now we need to play the outro bumper, and here it comes. I have a few editor notes about that. I don't entirely hate it. We can work it.
But see, that's Leo, so I can kind
Growing.
Of actually accept it. Because
I was getting... So that was created on the last show that we did that I hosted.
Right.
Because I was like, I'm going to do a same as you remember, same as it might have ever been, or whatever. I'm like, I refuse
I love
to
the fact... No, okay. I love the fact that he likes the title of it, which is literally a page long, but he doesn't like the...
Same as you might have remembered, same as it may always have been.
Somehow that you might have thought it might
somehow...
be.
But then I'm like, so I looked through our agreeable stuff that we could play on air, and I'm like, just give me a song with the word time in it. I almost played Shy Guy's Doctor Who theme that he did, Doctor Who
uh-huh.
Am I? And I'm like, no, that one.
Don't.
Sure. Oh, this is my life, Dale.
Right. Okay, we'd be Vanis, though, if we
Vanis?
You mean remiss?
Vamiss?
I was gonna
this say. Show is a vamiss. Swing and a vamiss.
My podcasting career. A swing and a vamiss.
Would you like some vermouth with that vermiss?
Yes, queen.
God, I gotta go for a drink.
Right?
I wonder if there's a bar here.
There is a bar here.
Once Rachel goes to bed, we should go see if there's a bar.
I'm telling you, there's a bar.
We should go to the bar.
After the push-up.
Yes, of course. No, I'm going to bring my laptop with
let's
me.
Let's do a row. I love you, row. Let's do a row.
It's
not
a field trip.
Fuck your push-up, bye.
Yeah, fuck your push-up, bye. We're going to get drunk, bye.
But yeah, we'd be finesse. I'm going to say that now.
Remiss
and finesse. And a V. All matched together.
Dale.
It's like that A and E thing.
Dale,
you
don't like the V. You're not allowed to use that letter tonight.
Cue outro. Hi, my name is Water Buffalo, and we hope you've enjoyed this.
I don't have that.
Copyright 2018. You see how that works? Yeah. You're welcome. I've covered your bed. You're fine.
It hurts.
You're fine.
This has been a Geekaya Media Network production.
Copyright 2017. The show's going so long, it ended last year.
Did that one on purpose.
Alright.
What is Dale WB? Is that the water
That's
buffalo?
Water buffalo.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Who's WB?
No, I have it saved under a different name on my soundboard. I don't ever go into the folder to play things because I have my soundboard at home. And so it's, like, it's one of those things. I'm like, I don't know what these things are actually named in here. I just know that I pressed the button that says 2018 Water Buffalo outro on my iPad and it plays.
They're like, Dale WB.
The hell is this Dale WB bullshit?
All right.
Jail throwing the Warner Brothers and the Warner Sister Dot.
Right? With Water Buffalo. Anyway.
Shut up, Water Buffalo. Nobody asked you.
We would be remiss if we didn't do a quick sort of memorialization of the one, the true legend, Stan Lee. Who, I from all accounts, died...
Damn it, ruined my own bits!
Ouch.
I ruined my own bits.
Ouch.
Damn it.
Hello? Hello? Producer? Hello? Producer? Hello?
Yes.
Hello? Oh, yeah. By the way, when editors know it, when I talk about death, I do not want a birthday out of the play. Producer, Someone talk, because I can't talk right now, because I'm dying.
Oh my god.
I'm trying to keep this...
I'm a shitty person, I'm so sorry.
Who's like, oof. I'm like, yep, mood. Oh, no.
wrong one, sorry.
Oh my god. But,
Patrice, can we get that? Alright. Now
you... Alright, I think I'm better.
Producer just died.
Jesus Christ. Oh my god.
Stanley died. Oh, but. Ladies and gentlemen, this is why I haven't done a show in 7 months. Alright.
Okay, I won't keep.
Like, yeah, I was saying, please don't get us banned on Twitch.
The legendary writer, editor, and publisher of Marvel Comics, whose fantabulous but flawed creations made him real-life superhero to comic book lovers everywhere, has died at age 95. CJ, you have a lot to answer because I'm about to put you on the spot now.
Sure, go for it. I did a bunch of talk about this on Thursday, but yeah.
That's why we'll touch on it in here, because we're pretty much coming up to the end of the show.
Yeah.
Congratulations. One of your predictions for 2018 has come through.
Two of them have. One of which I really was hoping that it would not.
Oh, yeah!
Actually, he lost that.
Well, no, I bet I lost my over-under, but I...
You lost your over-under.
I did win my bet that we'll talk about in January, because I definitely said Stanley was going to die this year.
He did.
Yes, you
did. I did that reparation.
CJ said that he would not make it to Dragon Con. I laughed in CJ's face and I said, no, he will make it to the holiday season. And lo and behold, he made it to almost fucking Thanksgiving. And I'm like, are you shitting me? I'm a horrible person.
Not as horrible as me, apparently.
We played a birthday bumper during this segment.
But see, my justification I love you so was, much. Oh here my was my God. Justification. He and his wife, when he lost
his
wife...
Prediction? Oh, yeah, about the house.
Women.
Right. About women. I gotcha.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, that was a thing.
But yeah, no. I was like, he'll make it to probably the holiday season, because at that point, the reality that he does not have the love of the last, what, 60-something years?
He's been married to her forever, yeah.
Right.
Like, forever and a day. And she was just an amazing woman, and she was, like, his everything. And once you can go for a certain period of time. Like, everybody was like, oh, he's not going to make it. And it was like 90 days out that they were saying.
Right.
Because he was very frail. You know,
yeah.
If you look at any of the pictures that people have taken with him, I had a girlfriend who was able to do a meet and greet with him.
Well, he was at DragonCon last year.
It was literally strapped to that, like, float thing that went down.
Yeah.
He did not look good there.
He looked very tired.
Mm-hmm.
But here you are with groups of people that adore you and are grateful to you. And, you know, here's a man that gave us geeks and us kids who were the awkward ones, or, you know, we didn't quite fit in for X, Y, or Z, people that we could look up to because they did not fit in.
Right,
yeah.
Like, here we have a rocket scientist who gets bitten by a fucking spider. and he's a genius and he's brilliant, but he is so socially awkward, and now he's got superpowers. Like, how do you deal with that? You don't. You work through it. They weren't perfect. You didn't have to be perfect. You didn't have to be, you know, freaking Fabio.
Right.
You didn't have to be Superman.
Yeah.
You didn't have to be literally. Superman, literally.
Like, you didn't have
you
to be Superman.
Be
you didn't
flawed.
Have to be...
And you could... Because of your flaws, it made you a better person. He wanted people to understand that you could embrace your differences. Radical concept.
Mm-hmm.
And make them not only part of who you are, but part of the person that everybody can accept you as, because it's okay to be different.
Exactly.
I mean, that's what the entire point of the X-Men was when it first came around. It was literally talking about civil rights and everybody's equal. Like, the original X-Men books dropped in the 1960s.
Yeah.
Where
and they were plays on...
Racial tendencies. Yeah.
And actually, specifically, the Jim Crow laws.
Yeah.
Was what they used to segregate and separate the X-Men from regular society.
Right.
So everything with the X-Men rules and regulations was plays on the Jim Crow laws and the laws of segregation and separate but equal and
right.
all that shit.
I'll explain the weird... Oh, sorry. Oh, I just threw my pool band away.
No!
No, I think
we have
to
go to the pool!
I'll explain my weird face in a second.
That was a weird face that you gave.
But, yeah, like... I just saw Ryan Reynolds as Pikachu.
Yeah,
have you not seen that?
Okay, I'll put the video on in the post show.
That's,
oh my god!
I saw it that it was trending today, and I never got around.
I will put the video on in the post show.
It's the joke of Pikapool.
Yeah, so
I did not see that.
Or Dead Chew.
Dead Chew.
I personally like Pikapool better.
I like Pikapool.
Yeah, I'll play the video.
I did not seen that yet.
Yeah.
I knew it was a thing, and I was like, is that what that,
like, I saw
is that
it,
what
I was
that
like,
Pikachu's
going to
look
real.
Like?
I want this to be real, and CJ's like, no, it's a real thing.
It's
I'm
a real
like,
thing. It opens up May 10th, 2019.
So like, you mean I'm going to have to bring a newborn to that? Shit.
I know. Congratulations. That's
sorry, kid. You're going to sleep.
By the way, I don't think that was news the last time we did a show.
No, it was not.
No.
It was not news when they last did it. See, lots has changed in the last...
6 months goes by fast. Well, we're 5 months. Almost. Or are we?
No, we're 3 months. August.
I'm 18 weeks. 4, 8, 12, 16 is 4 months. We're almost... We're in our fifth month.
Yeah, because it was right about the time I started.
Yeah.
Not that that has anything to do with the price of glue in China, by the way.
We have to count from between July 12th on.
Right.
I'll say it that way.
But yes, Stanley, like, and it's more of a creating an inspiration for everyone to literally be who you are, be true to yourself. And be proud of that too, and
like
create
your husband
right,
on the floor,
like, my husband on the floor. That's
Captain America.
Captain America. Yes, that's the title.
But
so, yeah,
he
Captain
wasn't
America.
Perfect,
and
he. Up a lot of things.
Right, and me and my wedding photo by my husband as well, by the way. That was a thing.
And, you know, then switching it to Bucky Barnes, who clearly was not all there for a while.
Right.
And he was missing a body part, and he was missing his sanity for a good chunk of the first time you meet him.
Right.
And his memory. And, you know, it was okay because...
No, actually,
okay.
Stan Lee never wrote Bucky Barnes. Don't worry.
Okay. Well.
Actually,
you
played a birthday bumper when someone
died. We're gonna have. I can't even keep my wedding band on. Taking my engagement ring off, but that's beside the point.
Ooh.
Yeah, my ring finger has gotten that tiny.
Oh yeah.
Just waiting for the hand swelling to start, and that'll be look like.
I can't believe I did that. Oh my god, I'm a really horrible
I'm gonna take my sock off and throw it
but
in.
Yeah,
butter sock!
Butter sock! We talked about, that a bunch. I wasn't there, but we talked about a bunch about that on Thursday anyway. So, and I was always like, actually.
Actually,
but,
I'm gonna throw my dirty sock at you. Shut up.
So,
dirty butter sock?
Dirty butter sock.
Anyway, it's time.
It's a dirty ho-ho sock. It looks like the Grinch.
Speaking of ho-ho socks,
it's time to wrap it up.
It's time to wrap it up and find out what we learned today on a very special, a very generic live Thanksgiving. What did we learn today? We learned that CJ is an amazing producer and has done an amazing job and will continue to do an amazing job throughout the post show. Thank you for producing this, sir.
Really bad at this job.
You've held it together. Hey, the stream hasn't gone down, though. So
yeah, the stream hasn't gone down.
That's a plus.
We learned that Hugh G. Totesman is a new idol of mine. And I'm also using his last name as a verb now.
And right? You totes-started him?
Well, I now understand what's so special about these 4K freaking TVs. Well,
there you go.
There you go.
The high definition that my husband will never see and I will never really need to have in my life because I do not need to see the nose hairs coming out of your nostrils. Thank you.
We also learned that...
Although it would make porn interesting.
Every little...
I can't believe I just went there. Yes, I'm that tired tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
We learned that Australians go mad over little things.
Wink.
Speaking of porn being more interesting,
We learned Dale is a slave to the mouse,
and he's okay with that.
Right,
and it's a good thing.
Right,
he is an extended slave, mouse slave,
mouse slave,
mouse slave.
So does that wait? Does that mean that if he gets, you know, a pair of Mickey ears given to him, that he's free?
No. It means his contract gets extended again.
Yes, that's
a thing.
Okay,
that queen.
Queen. We also learned that the spot song is very annoying.
Yes.
Yes.
We also learned.
We learned that Dale is really wanting to buy a PlayStation 4.
Right?
But
legit.
He's really wanting to buy a Switch 2.
As
so he's
well.
Very torn.
I'm torn. Do I get both?
Do you just go in the middle?
Which is always, by the way, why is the middle of every single spot store the women's clothing section?
Don't put yourself off yet. It's only in your head.
It's only in my head.
Look down on. I'm sorry, Dale. Just try your best.
Yeah, just try my best.
Try everything you can.
Let me introduce myself. But actually, I'm not afraid of a good time. Alright, everyone. Thank you, CJ and Rachel, for joining me on this very generic live Thanksgiving. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you for having us, Dale. And, of course, as always...
Stop talking about Stanley, Dale. It's not nice.
Oh, no. I'm going to make this not a joke now. That's not a... Stanley, we'll remember you forever.
And now when I hear this, I'm never
going to
do nothing
with
that.
I don't think I've ever listened to this full song.
It's so bad. Alright, guys. All right. Not my show!
Thank you so much for coming in for a very generic part. Thanks for stick around for... We're going to have an awesome post show. I just feel it in our bones. It's one of those feelings. For CJ, for Rachel, for myself, for the chat room who's coming out of here, thank you so much for joining us and we'll see you all next time. Oh, by the way, no, plugs. CJ, go, plug. What do you got to plug?
If you want to support the stream and everything we do on the Geek.io Network, head over to patreon.com/geek.io. You can, as little as a dollar a month goes a really long way with us, and you get a master feed, which includes pre and post shows of this show, all of our stuff that we do on Geek.io. You get unedited, commercial-free episodes of literally everything that we do, starting at $1 a month for every single piece of content that we bring to you every week here on the Geek.io Network.
And where can people find more of just you?
Patreon.com/Geek.io.
Rachel, what have you got going on?
I just keep the lights on. Help me.
Literally. Please. She literally gets paid to stand there and like protects the light switch.
And I make beds.
And you make beds. Amazing beds, too. That's I can't wait to lay all over that thing. You can find... you can keep the conversation alive once we go offline over on our Discord. geek-io.net/discord. Discount.
So, Dale, is that feeling within your bones? Is it electric, baby? And you turn it on?
Exactly. You can find us at every social media /geek-io. Show at geek-io.net. Literally put anything in the subject line and I'll find it somewhere. Yeah. Generic live show. Stanley, best blooper of 2018 so far. Water Buffalo.
CJ Rachel will be up at PAX Unplugged.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Yeah. In 2 weeks, Rachel and I will be over in Philadelphia for PAX Unplugged.
A rather pregnant Rachel is going to brave the snow in Philadelphia because I'm crazy like that.
And also, as we brought up on our Black Friday ads, geek-io.net/Amazon is an amazing place to get all of your Amazon Black Friday needs. A little bit comes back our way. Doesn't cost you anything extra.
Indeed. Oh, and by the way, geek-io.net/nightclub home is still a thing if you want to support the show in an extra way and get some really cool merch. That is also a cool place as well. You can find me on the internet at twitter.com.
Twitter.com/twitter.com,
yes.
slash
butt
slash up.
Titty slash what? That sounds painful. No, I like them there.
Slash butts up. It's really twitter.com/buttsup. That's where you can find me. Actually, is there anyone with that?
Yeah, I'm gonna go.
I'm registering it first, bitch.
Who types faster?
You can go in. Alright, ladies and gentlemen, we're kicking into the party show. Thank you everyone for joining us. Bye!
Bye!
Yes.
Oh man. Push it.
What?